This is Terror of the Seven Seas, written by Draco the Lizard and read by Tipsy Kitty. Ed has never felt so powerless as when he had to watch Izzy stab Steed. He'd felt that pain as sure as if Izzy had driven that sword through his guts rather than Steed's. The relief at learning Steed survived is overwhelming, and he shares the crew's exhilaration, but also shoulders the responsibilities while Steed recuperates. Okay. He tells Olawande and Lucius to take care of things, and only disrupt him if the ship's on fire, because he's busy watching over Steed. Steed whimpers in his sleep, murmuring Ed's name.
Did I get it right?
You did, Ed replies, reaching out to take Steed's hand. You got it just right, mate. His chest feels tight. You're gonna be fine. Won your first duel. He knows what this feeling is. This impossible fondness that needs to be right here, right now, with this impossible man. He's in love, and he has no idea what to do about it. After a few more days of bed rest, Steed makes his way slowly around the quarters, frowning at the dressing gowns draped across the settee. What's this? Oh, I slept here, Ed says. He runs his fingers down the sleeve. Someone had to keep an eye on you. Steed looks at him, then the settee. You can't have been comfortable. You're far too tall for it. Ed laughs at Steed's concern. It beats your chairs. And I can sleep almost anywhere. I've learned that over the years. Still, Steed shakes his head. You're a captain. You should sleep in the captain's quarters. Ed nods at the settee. I am. No, I mean in the bed. Trust me, it's much more comfortable, and you'll have a proper night's rest. Steed smiles at him. Sleep is essential, Ed. Why do you think I always read the crew a bedtime story? It's so they go to sleep easier. Ed's chest tightened the moment Steed suggested they share a bed. Share a bed? That bed? He points at it, just in case Steed is talking about another bed. Maybe Steed is talking about another bed he's got hidden in here somewhere. Ed wouldn't put it past him. Yes, Ed, that bed. Steed makes his way back over and nods. It'll be a tight fit, but it should work. Sure, Ed replies, feeling hot for reasons that have nothing to do with his leather. He's Blackbeard, Terror of the Seven Seas. He can handle sharing a bed with Steed Bonnet. That evening, after the bedtime reading for the crew, Steed goes into his auxiliary wardrobe to change, and comes out in a white shirt that falls to his ankles. Ed tilts his head. He only removed his leather top, keeping the purple shirt on. He's not sleeping naked around Steed, and he wants to be prepared in case they get boarded in the middle of the night. Is that an outfit just for sleeping in? Yes, Steed tells him cheerfully, walking over to the bed. Feel it. It's nice, isn't it? Ed does feel it, soft fabric under his fingertips, but it's the warmth from Steed's skin that keeps him running his fingers up and down Steed's arm. Very nice, he murmurs, glancing up at the other man. Steed just smiles at him, fond and friendly, and nothing in his gaze that indicates he's feeling the same heat Ed is. Ed pulls his hand away and folds it into his lap. Of course Steed doesn't feel the same way. Why would he? He looks at Ed and sees a new friend, an ally, someone who can teach him about proper pirating. Not someone who yearns to do so much more. Ed settles in the bed first, pressing himself against the window as much as possible. Steed tidies up a few things around his quarters, humming to himself before he joins Ed. Ed holds his breath when first Steed's leg brushes against his own, then his arm, and then his nightgown slips to reveal more of his bare neck and a hint of his chest, and Ed barely holds back a whine. It's ridiculous. He's Blackbeard. He's fucked in ways he never thought possible. And now he's getting hard over a glimpse of Steed's clavicle. But damn if all that smooth skin doesn't look as inviting to the touch as all the finery in Steed's auxiliary wardrobe. Would Steed whimper if Ed kissed him there? Would he complain about the scratch of his beard, or would he like it? Steed squirms to get more comfortable, then blows out the candle next to the bed. Can you shut the curtains properly? Ed does, because it's better than looking at Steed. Like this? When he glances at Steed, he jerks away. The fuck's that? Steed's put on some sort of mask. Oh, this? A sleep mask. It's silly, but I can never go to sleep if it's too light and the moon's out. He lays back down, sighing happily. Night, Ed. Night, Ed manages, lying down as well. He's pressed against Steed from shoulder to hip, and the warmth of Steed's skin burns through his veins. He stares up at the ceiling, listening to Steed's breathing evening out. He's Blackbeard, terror of the seven seas. He cannot handle sharing a bed with Steed Bonnet. The end.